back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, real quick, Matt, before I get to what I was going to say, I think I just drove through the Twilight Zone. I'm driving down Cottage Grove Road, and there's a crossing guard. It just brought a smile to my face. It just, honestly, because it's been over a year, or close to it. Kindergarten and first graders are apparently going back. So, going
good.
The right direction.
Yeah, that's essential. Crossing guards. It's a sign of spring, like a robin.
Yeah, and it was very different to see after all these months of not seeing her. To this thing with Trump, you know, my wife said to me, how can people be so ridiculously stupid? And I go, Sue, this is no different in my mind than in the 80s, Tammy Faye and Jim Baker. You know, it's the political version of it. It's the guy is nothing but a carnival barker, and like one of your callers said, I'm sure that most of this money is going to go towards his legal defense and towards all kinds of things that have nothing to do with candidates running on the Republican Party. You know, he's going to change it into the QAnon Party. And that's where it's going to go from what, you know, and he's going to take them right over the cliff.
You're right. You know, and your point, and Bill of Economwalk had made it, you made it. When he sends out a text or any communication to his base, and, you know, he had something like 70 million followers on Twitter until they threw him off Twitter. All he had to do was tweet something. And a lot of people, you know, that's a lot of people in the country. There's only about 350 million people in the country. I mean, 20% of the country. And a lot of those are kids. I mean, of adults, he probably had almost a third of adults, certainly a quarter of them, but maybe a little between. That's a big audience. And if they start going, okay, I'll give him, you know, $10 a month or whatever. Remember, he fundraised off of the whole issue of that it was an illegitimate win by Biden. That was a fundraising technique. He knew it was not illegitimate. He raised $250 million. And I think he gave about 50 to the RNC, the Republican National Committee. He kept the rest, kept it in the old weasel sack, the old savings account. And, you know, where do you think that ends up? You know, if you were entrusted with $500 and something funny happens, they can get right on it. When you're entrusted with $250 million, there are a lot of tricks you can say steering it. For instance, give some compensation to your overarching, you know, your overarching committee and transfer it to a future race, transfer it to your legal fees, transfer it to overhead. Inflate overhead, put some of it into compensation to you, put some of it in your PAC dedicated to your issues, which happen to be represented by your personal candidacy, you know, that kind of thing. So now when he says, I want to steer money going to the Republican National Committee to me because they're using my name. So if you're out there, they're rhinos. Republicans in name only. And by the way, I have a sword over their heads. Here's why. Shelby of Alabama is not running again. Burr of North Carolina, another Republican, not running again. Blount of Missouri, not running. Toomey, Pennsylvania, not running. Portman of Ohio, not running. Very likely Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, not running. Anybody running in a primary to get the Republican nomination has to be blessed by Trump. If they're not blessed by Trump, they are going to have a white hot subset of the Republican primary vote against them just for that reason. And in the general, if they manage to squeak through the Republican primary and run against a qualified Democrat in the general, Trump will blast them for being rhinos. It's divisive and negative. Nobody wants anything like a rhino. What's a rhino? Trump's a rhino. I mean, he says he's a Republican. It's in name only. He's a cult. He's QAnon. Crooked. Been blackmailed, controlled by Putin. You know, Eisenhower was Republican. He wasn't controlled by the commies, Ruskies. Neither was Reagan. Actually, neither was Nixon, even though he was a crook for other reasons. Neither was George H.W. Bush. They were conventional Republicans who are now rhinos in the eyes of the Trump cult. Trump is monetizing his cult. He's monetizing the Trump cult. He needs cash. He's desperate for cash. He owes $400 million to somebody. You and I know it's Russia. It's no New York bank, and it's no European bank, except maybe the Bank of Cyprus and Deutsche Bank. And both of them have had Russian money run through them. The fact that especially the Bank of Cyprus, Deutsche Bank is cutting them off. $400 million, a lot of money. You got to come up with it. He's no longer president. He is very likely, if he raised a couple hundred million, to pay off his debts. He'll say that's what they would have wanted. And who's going to sue him? And he's taking it out of the carcass of the Republican Party. The Republican Party has a nice fat carcass, and the buzzards are after it because it doesn't have an identity outside of Trump. It does not have an identity outside of the QAnon base, of the QAnon shaman, the guy with the horns and the fur and the war paint does not have an identity. What is its identity? What, moderation? Jeb Bush? Jeb Bush is a lot better than Trump. He didn't go anywhere. Mitt Romney? Yeah, he has integrity, and so does Liz Cheney. Where are they going? Liz Cheney, now to save herself, is having to attack things like the COVID relief bill and the voting rights bill to show what, that she's, quote, Republican, end quote. What is Republican? After Trump, it's either Trump or nothing. And Trump has figured out a way to get his claws on their money. And what's even worse is that some of their biggest corporate donors have said that they will not give to Republicans who question the legitimacy of the election in November. And a lot of them are on record as questioning it. About 140 in the House voted not to accept the certification. And a number of them in the Senate, fewer, but something like 6, 7, 8 in the Senate wouldn't vote to accept the certification. They ain't going to get any money. Now, they may get money from the people. There's some super wealthy people who are flat out nuts themselves, and they may get it from them. But if you are a Republican with any integrity at all, running in Alabama, North Carolina, Missouri, Pennsylvania, Ohio, or Wisconsin, how do you get the nomination with Trump calling you a rhino? And even if you do, how do you get the general election when the former president in your own party says you're no good? You're no good. That's what's happening, and he is doing it. I think it's cash. Cash is king. He's on the cash. He's on the cash like ants on honey, like a wolf on a raw steak. He sees it. And his tasters are out for it. And he has found a way to, you know, in Trump University, he used to say, you'll meet Trump and we'll teach you how to make $1 billion. And a single woman with a child with autism has 30 grand and she gives him 29. And he gives her some Dale Carnegie stuff. Comes time for the picture with him. She goes down to the headquarters and there's a cardboard cutout. And they say to her, just stand by the cutout. They won't know it's not Trump. That is the way the guy is. And he got elected president. He got elected president. Took 29 grand out of 30 from a woman, single mom, low wage job, child with autism. He's doing the same thing now. Coming to the end of the show, stand by for some outstanding programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, Busted Pencils on Tuesdays. Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows. Let's Get Local. Outside the Pizza Box, my man Pizza Box Mike and Max Inc. Radio. Great programming. Matt Flynn coming to an end this time. Back same time, same place tomorrow. More Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.